When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
It's Kev.
Sal.
Rel, did you miss us? Did you miss us?
Trio is back.
Yeah, we're finally back. We're back. You know, had a couple of off weeks, but we back.
Yeah.
Full effect, like we never left.
Mm-hmm. Back for the fall, Jesus.
The struggle. Weather out, man. The struggle. I'm not excited.
Briscoe. Right.
This weather is crap.
Bro, so today, I strolling out, grab some lunch. You know, I think it's still the summertime. Raining, check my phone, 63 degrees. I'm like, we live in Seattle?
Like, it was gloomy.
I got cold with the raindrops and my work pants. It looked like I peed myself.
Damn,
way to
I was like trying to be healthy and like go get a salad from my favorite spot, which is like 3 blocks away from my office. But because it was raining, I had to settle for Chipotle. And then, you know, when I get there, I'm like, yo, give me double steak. Double chickens. Yeah, I like
mean,
the
only,
opposite of everything I was trying to live. I was trying to live healthy today.
The rain didn't help, huh?
It stopped me from walking.
Damn.
You know, I passed about three salad shops.
I was
going
to say, it's like mad sandwich shops.
But
it
ain't my salad shop.
Can't trust them.
Chopped is about $12. My salad shop, $8.
How much is the Chipotle, though?
$10.
It's a little compromise.
Middle ground, right?
Chipotle's healthy though, no? Isn't it?
I mean, just the rice, the carbs. I was trying to cut carbs out. You know, you put your shirt on and like the button feel a little snug.
It's pulling.
It's just a little bit.
Maybe because you're going to the gym. No, I just say yeah.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to the listeners like that. Well, how's your week been, Kev?
It's been good. Been good, just gearing up to move.
Congrats.
Work's been good, thank you.
Moving up in the world.
Thank you, yeah, just ending a hectic month. But week's been good,
What about you?
Week's been okay. Mm-hmm. I just can't wait till Labor Day, so many days off now.
Oh yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Definitely. Finally. I'm gonna need that.
It's crazy to think about, like, not how old we're getting, but like how much mature we're getting, like, because, like, literally, like, a couple of years ago, I would have been like, yo, it's Labor Day weekend. I'm off work Monday. I'm getting fucked up.
Fuck
like,
that.
Now I'm like, yo, it's Labor Day weekend. I'm about to sleep. I'm like, yo, we're supposed to put clothes in storage. Let me do that this weekend. Let me, like, do
laundry,
clean the house and shit. Like, yeah, that's literally what I'm thinking about. Instead of me just being like, yo, I'm going to go out and get fucked up. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to catch up on some good sleep.
I know. I'm trying to not watch Netflix shows so that I could watch them over the weekend.
You're here hoarding shows.
Yeah, because I usually like to watch them when I get home, but now that I'm going to be off, I just watch them at home during the weekend. It's supposed to rain. I think it's supposed to rain Saturday and Sunday.
Damn.
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah. Well, you know the weather's going to change in a few days
anyway. God, just feeding my new habit. There's this this new liquor warehouse.
Oh, shit.
By my house. So cheap.
Really?
Because before it was only this little Asian liquor store, and they used to be overcharging like a mug. It's the only liquor store like within a mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody in New York walking. Liquor warehouse, man. Got me some Douce.
Well, warehouse sounds cheap already.
Got me some Douce, and just been chilling in the crib, watching TV, getting lit.
Oh my
like
God.
A real old man. Sitting in the couch with my drawers.
I always wonder why people drink at home. Now I know why.
It's very relaxing. Watch some TV. Everything seemed funnier. Just in a good mood.
How was your week, though?
It was good. I mean, obviously, it's just starting. It's just been busy. That's really it. Just been busy.
Yeah.
Just trying to enjoy the last little bit of summer while we can.
Might have been taken from us.
I know. Just been busy. Just chilling. Nothing much. Nothing exciting. My life boring now, man.
It's just a grind, yeah.
Yeah, it's like shit. Wake up, go to the gym, go to sleep. Well, go to work, go to sleep.
Oh, look, you do go to the gym.
First of all, I've been taking steps up in there lately, but I fell off a little bit.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get back on my ground.
I go after work now. Finally called me. I can't do it.
In the mornings?
The summer blues got me. Too many times. Like, you're skipping. I was like, I can't get up.
Yeah.
The summer got me. Yeah, I just go after.
But the good thing about staying there on the weekends is that it's just, like, so much good TV. Like, this past weekend, fucking Invisalign. Nah, I got the new set in today, so they tight.
Oh, so you feeling it now.
I can't even say what I want to say. Shit was about to sound so homo.
All right.
I'd be like, nigga, tongue too big for his mouth.
Oh, just like, nah. Shit.
You gonna chop that up?
Yeah, so I was like, I didn't say it. I said what I was gonna say, but
nigga tongue too big. Yeah.
As soon as it popped in my head, I was like, nah, that's mad. But the Mayweather McGregor fight, unlike a lot of people out there, I didn't pay for it. If there's a way around paying for things, I try to my best to like live by that rule and live by the book. It was a very entertaining fight, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, yes. Conor held his own.
That's what I hear.
He held his own.
Yeah, he did what he needed to do.
He held his own. So I've been hearing a lot of people saying a lot of bad things about Mayweather and the fact that, like, oh, Father Tom, he's getting old because Conor caught him with some shots. At the same time, he was fighting a different type of fight. Like, Mayweather normally does not, like, approach people. He doesn't normally walk people down. He doesn't, like, walk up on people. He's more of a counterpuncher, more of a defensive fighter. With Conor, he was, like, walking up on him and trying to, like, you know, actually go to, like, spar with him and go, you know, and punch with him. So, of course, he got hit with some shots. But I ain't gonna lie. In the first round, Conor caught him with an uppercut. Caught him good.
Good?
And I was like, oh, shit.
Like wobbled him or?
Nah, but it was just, like, it was hard. Like, when they showed us so much pictures, like, you could see, like, his bottom jaw was, like, to the right.
Them slow
and the
top motion shots.
Yeah, this shit don't look healthy for
violent.
You.
Not at all.
But I was like, damn, he caught him good. And then there was another round where it was round 8 or 9 where Floyd actually played off really well. He acted like it was a low blow, but they showed it in slow-mo. Conor just punched him dead in his shit, like dead in his stomach. And like Floyd like curled up. Like you can tell you hit him mad hard. But Floyd like acted like it was a low blow and like turned around the ref like, you know, broke them up. But like he just punched him hard as fuck. Like he felt that shit. You could tell. He was like, oh,
he
shit.
He probably did feel it there.
Because like, I mean, if anyone punching your stomach and like he wasn't like, it wasn't like he'd been blocked. Like he had his arms up, just punched him dead in his shit. And he was like, oh, and like he curled up. But I mean, outside of that, like obviously Mayweather, like he handled his business, but it was a very entertaining fight. I haven't seen Mayweather throw so many punches.
Yeah, I didn't watch the fight aside from the ending that I saw the next day. I did watch the post press conferences, and Mayweather said a strategy he talked about with his father was he was going to let Conor shoot his load for 7 or 8 rounds and then unload on him. And he gave Conor props for lasting longer than that. But
yeah.
And he also said that, to your point, he was more aggressive. Instead of, he said he did that for the fans. He wanted to give the fans something.
It was his last hoorah. I was actually quite entertained. I wouldn't have paid for it, but that's neither here nor there. But I was entertained. It was good. I mean, Conor McGregor like was gas in those last two rounds. Like he barely put his hands up. He was like wobbling all over the place. But the funny thing was that like Mayweather was like rocking him,
and he
didn't fall. He didn't fall. Like, I mean, he was falling all over the ring.
I saw that last barrage
before
the ref stopped it. Were there other moments like that in the fight?
Nah, that was, like, the big.
Okay.
I mean, there was moments where, like, he was getting his ass rocked out. But, like, Mayweather, like, saw him, like, super just out of it. And then he started, like, attacking him.
Gotcha.
I don't think it should have been stopped that early, though. But I understood why. Like, in boxing, that's just different than MMA.
Yeah.
But, like, Conor said he was okay. He said he wanted to. He said, let Mayweather drop me. It's like it's literally as soon as the referee stopped the fight, like Conor McGregor was like yelling at the ref, like let the man drop me, which means like let McGregor like knock me out. If he's gonna knock me out, like, because he claimed he was just tired and he would have recovered. Mm-hmm. It ain't look like it though.
Yeah, I read he didn't land a punch in the last minute and a half.
Boy, it looked like a bobblehead out there.
Yeah, those slow mo videos.
He looks crazy out there.
He gets the snot hit out of his nose. Oh god. They had one where McGregor looked like he was trying to bop.
Oh, a couple of Donkey Kong. A couple of them like overhand trying to hit him on top of the head. It was a couple of those swings. it's like his natural.
Yeah, that's the MMA.
Yeah, it's his natural shit. He was like resulting in, he mentioned it in his post fight presser as well, like how he kept trying to get Mayweather's back, which doesn't make sense in boxing, but in MMA it does, because like you can control someone's body when you have it from behind. But it's like literally 8 times where the ref was like stop, like because he like grab Mayweather from behind, then punch him upside his head from behind.
Savage.
And they asked Mayweather something, if he was displeased with how the fight was officiated.
Yeah,
he was like, you know, I'm not here to bash the ref.
But.
Ref is a fantastic ref. He did his job. I'm not here to say anything negative. Uh-huh. Which pretty much implies that.
Yeah. Kind of said the same thing, though. He's like, he could have da-da-da-da, but I'm not here to bash him. You know, he's a great ref, da-da-da-da.
That's weird. One thing I saw, too, was how the ref was, they were racially profiling. Or, like, they were trying to not have Mayweather knock out McGregor because he's black and McGregor's white. They didn't want a black dude to knock him out. I saw that like on Twitter. I was watching on Twitter and Instagram.
Those were people's reactions?
That's what they were posting. Like, you know how they repost stuff? And I was just like, wait. So when I went to look to see what kind of the ref, like if it was a white, it was a black dude.
Yeah.
People black really,
militants need to
really like, come on. You're trying to, like, he's really trying to save McGregor because he's white.
Yeah, no.
Like, you're making this a big
whoever said that is reaching. Or they just, you know, trying to get some attention, which is not uncommon on Twitter or Instagram. Yeah, social media niggas love getting attention for nonsense.
Yeah, I was like, really? You can't just have a fight? Like, I didn't hear white versus black the whole time except for when this.
Not at all surprising.
Yeah, no. It was a good fight.
The fights before were pretty good. I saw 3 of them.
Oh, they were pretty good.
I know you didn't watch those, but I saw 3 of them, and then at like 11:30, I knocked out. I couldn't.
You know what's funny? The stream that I was using, when it was on the undercard, it was choppy as fuck. Really? As soon as Mayweather and McGregor fight, it was crispy clear. HD.
They giving y'all the best quality.
I was like, damn, all right. I felt like they just took it right out of someone's pay-per-view. Like, they literally took the Y out someone at the back of someone's house and put it in the back of mine. I was like, damn, this is clear. Really? 1080p.
How long was the delay before the fight?
I don't know, because I fell asleep.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, I fell asleep, and then I woke up literally right on time. I woke up when he was giving McGregor the instructions, and only McGregor the instructions. You see that? The ref was like, you know, they give, like, the
it was a clean fight.
In the beginning, they talked to both of them. He deadass was only talking to McGregor, and everyone noticed it. Like, he was just, like, talking to McGregor. Like Floyd wasn't even in the fight with him.
He's going to fight by
He's
himself.
Just telling him the rules only.
I mean, he did need to hear it, though. He was going to get sued, right? If he didn't do it.
Well, he wouldn't get sued. He was just going to a fine out of his purse and just went straight to Mayweather.
Damn.
I would have got a ring with Mayweather. Fuck that.
Like, for 100
what do you got guaranteed?
Conor got at least 100. Mayweather said that when he was on SportsCenter after, he said that after they calculated pay-per-view buys and stuff like that, he's going to get over 250. And they broke, like, the gate record for ticket sales and, like, wage bets on that fight. Crazy shit.
Yeah, he said, yeah.
And made with a bet on himself.
Yeah, that was
in that fight. So they don't tell him how much money he made that night.
He said, yeah, I'm just beating my own records. Basically. I was like, damn.
50-0.
He said he done now, though. But Conor got $100 million. The most he's ever gotten in the UFC was $30 million, I believe.
Shit.
A fight. And that shit, first thing about it like this. He got $100 million plus to just get punched in your face. Where UFC, you getting kicked. Niggas is choking you out.
Yes.
Doing crazy shit to you.
You can break your ribs.
Kneeing you in your face. Crazy shit.
choke holds.
You
get
Donkey Kong in you.
I mean, granted, obviously, like
bloodied.
Bloody. It hurts when like a nigga punch you with some boxing gloves on, but like I much rather get hit with that than a nigga with them like MMA gloves. You know, barely anything going on.
It's yeah,
just rap. It's just with barely covering the wrist. Mm-hmm. Covering the knuckles. 100 mil.
Almost everything in play. Them feet.
Feet.
I'm worried about knees, feet,
and Floyd Tan's are brittle.
A headbutt.
I mean, it'll hurt, but like I'll get in that ring. Fuck it.
Word.
100 mil. Break my cheekbone. I don't give a fuck. I'll buy a new one.
I commend him for being that competitive.
Yeah.
As soon as he signed the fight, you were guaranteed that money. So I commend him.
Kev, I would have gotten there laid down.
Yeah, flail against the ropes.
She just run back and
stop
forth.
The fight. Rap.
Them niggas about to be best friends. Like not right now.
Later.
Give it a couple of months. You're gonna start seeing them hang out more and more often.
They don't really seem like that.
They hated each other.
Two different. They seem like one same kind of person.
They just love money.
Nah, they.
McGregor just he got the biggest payday of his life.
You think he has a career in boxing though? After watching the fight. you think he'll stay in UFC?
If I was him, I wouldn't. More for spectacle purposes. I think UFC has more longevity for him as far as like number of fights in years. Boxing would be more of he'll be a bigger draw now for like the next if he had like two major fights. Like if he fought Manny Pacquiao or
Oscar
De La Hoya is old as
hell.
Yeah,
he's trash though.
he fought Manny Pacquiao or like someone like that who also has a big draw. Then it'd be some, or if you fought like Triple G or like Canelo, someone like that.
They kill him.
Then it, obviously they'll kill him.
But the money,
but it'll be like
monetary,
a big draw.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, you know?
Because he's a name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then he'll get like that money again. He'll at least get like 50 mil for fighting Pacquiao, some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Because even he goes back to UFC, renegotiates. What's the most Dana's gonna pay him? It's not even gonna come close.
5. 10 max.
Hit you with the 10, yeah.
Word. 10 max.
And that'd be historic for UFC purpose standards.
That's like you asking me for $100 and I give you 10.
Yeah, if you put it like that.
Simple terms, that's what it is. Like, yeah, here's 10, man.
But it could bring more people.
And you breaking the bank, though.
It could be more people to watch it.
Well, UFC?
He could bring more people to watch the.
Probably will, but
they still
won't get that money.
It can't get that kind of money. Like,
yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he does next.
Yeah, that's what I would see.
Even still, like, if he, I think I would box him because, like, even if he fought two more fights in boxing, you get, let's say he gets $75 million total from those two, right? That's more than he would have got in UFC in total. Like,
yeah, no, definitely.
Fights. And then go be an actor, nigga.
Dana should be worried.
Actor. What's that show that, I mean, what's that movie that all the Expendables?
Oh, yeah,
go be in that, man. That's what they got all the old action stars.
You know, WWE will take you for a stint or two. What? They pay you some money, too.
Oh, that's
They'll pay you
idea.
A quick $5 million to be, because they come on 4 times a year.
Yeah, he's a personality, so.
Yeah, he'll get his money.
I like
And him. He's like 28?
Yeah.
This is the smartest thing
he still
ever
has his health.
Yeah.
You go to UFC, literally, one wrong thing, you'd be fucked up for good.
Yeah, damn.
Think about it. Mm. Niggas be elbowing them and they.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Their nose.
It'd be looking gruesome.
Crazy. I seen niggas like where their eyes
can't even open.
Off, and they be smiling.
Eyes hanging. Some eyes can't open.
Smiling.
Like golf balls here. Fight just ended.
I never understood it. Like, what's the fascination with getting your ass beat?
The money that comes, I guess.
Even when you win, you lose.
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah, a couple thousand.
Yeah. Like, the low people don't. They probably get like 100,000.
Nah, shout to them.
Yeah.
Because even like Ronda Rousey, when she had that fight against that girl that just beat her ass not too long ago. Cyborg, I think her name was, I forgot. Amanda Nunes, yeah, Cyborg. She only got $100,000, and Ronda Rousey got $2 million. Or $3 million.
Yeah, I do remember that. Damn.
Well,
yeah. Dana's caused himself some problems.
Yeah. I mean, he made a lot of money. A lot of short-term money, but in the long-term, that's not going to look good for UFC. I don't think so.
Because you're not going to want to pay these people what? Well, Conor.
Just Conor. No one else has the cachet to request that kind of money. Yeah. Because it's not about what you're worth. It's about what you have the leverage to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the leverage to negotiate that shit and get that money. So,
and that Conor Nate DS3 is right there on the table. You want that.
Yeah, but I don't think. If I was Conor, I wouldn't even do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he barely. That was such a good one.
Yeah. Why, though?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Why? I'm going to train hard and get in the ring for $3 million.
Yeah, imagine the aches and pains you feel, even like weeks after. He probably hopped out of bed, maybe a little black eye too. You put on your shades, you good.
He probably will do that. He knows probably
gonna get a little concussion.
The DS fight, he gonna be like, "Damn, like why am I doing this?"
Yeah, he'll think twice.
As soon as they DS kick him in his shin, and he feel that ache go up,
fuck this,
go from his ankle to his knee, he gonna be like,
"Fuck this!
What the fuck am I doing this for?
This isn't
you like joke,
shit." You hear that? Like, shit, why am I doing this?
Some ropes for me to hug.
In boxing, let me hug this nigga real quick. You hug a nigga in MMA, he gonna flip you over, fucking choke you out.
Yes.
Arm bars, crazy shit.
Oh, man. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens next.
Yeah. Real quick, I wanna run through that Cavaliers Celtics trade.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Standstill?
With that?
I'm here. Standstill.
Have some hustlers.
Last week, we like, you know, announced that massive trade because it happened the night we were actually recording. That massive trade where Kyrie got sent to the Celtics for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Antic, I forgot his name, someone unknown, and
the
Brooklyn Nets first 2018 first round pick. So I was like, okay, cool. This worked out perfect. Unprotected. This is perfect. And you know the Nets going to be fucking losers anyway. So that's a first
Brooklyn.
Round. That's number one right there. For Cleveland, that's number one right there in 2018. Now they're saying after reviewing Isaiah Thomas's physical, his hip isn't going to heal the way they thought, and that he's not going to be ready in time for the season, and that he's going to be out longer than they expected him to be out. So now they're asking the Celtics for either for more assets, or they're threatening to nullify the trade, or to void the trade, sorry.
And assets would be either future picks, Jaylen Brown, which is not going to happen, or Tatum, which is not going to happen.
I mean, yeah.
Who can least afford for this trade to be vetoed? They're both going to be
Celtics.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I think the next day they were burning Isaiah Thomas's jersey.
Yeah, when he got traded.
When he got traded. When he played for you the day after his sister died.
Yeah, Celtics. They can't.
I was like, damn. I might even want to visit Boston. That's how y'all throwing it up.
If I was IT, if that trade gets vetoed, I'm going back to Boston. I'm sitting on my ass. My hip hurt.
And he
all season. My hip hurt.
And he was blindsided. I forgot. He was blindsided.
Didn't even know it was coming. After all that recruiting he did for Gordon Hayward.
Yo, what's his name? Rudy Gobert retweeted.
Yep. Savage, right?
Love the petty.
But yeah, I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it getting vetoed, though.
They
both in too deep now.
Yeah. What do you think? They throw him another pick?
I think the Cavs will just get over it.
You think so?
What they going to do?
Actually, yeah, they don't really not in a place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a fact, but if they veto that trade, I don't know if Adam Silver has the power to step in or not. Because Boston just argued that they knew IT's status before they got into the trade.
That's what I wanted to ask, too. They didn't know that he was injured.
Everyone
knew he was injured.
He ended his season in the middle of the Eastern Conference Finals.
And now 2K out here making new covers with Kyrie and the Celtics jersey. Imagine what that would do to 2K.
Pump your brakes.
Imagine that do to 2K. And then reprinting all these covers.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so fun.
Oh, yeah. Just wasting all God. Yeah. He's on the cover.
Ronnie 2K would be on fucking Twitter going.
Ronnie and them at HQ. Like, what?
Going ham.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, that's the problem.
But we'll see what comes from that.
You know, my friend pointed out at work, he was like that, what, Kevin Durant was on the cover in the Thunder jersey, and then he got traded. Paul George, was he on at one point?
Yeah, that was the year Paul George was on it.
Oh, wow. They had the three covers,
KD
right?
was on 2K16.
Okay.
The three different covers. It was him, Blake, and...
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I forgot who the third person was.
Yeah.
But he brought up that
point. Harden?
Yeah. It was Harden. Yeah, because I had the... No, Harden was on last... No, Harden. Yeah, I had the Harden cover for 2K16, yeah.
Wasn't Kobe?
That was 2K...
13?
Yeah, that was a minute ago, beloved.
I think it might have been when the Jay-Z
That
did.
Was 2K9.
Yeah, you're right.
2K10 when Kobe was on.
Oh, shit.
That was a minute ago.
Damn.
I was going through my stuff. I saw a 2K13 cover curated by Jay-Z. I was like,
oh, I remember that.
The soundtrack. We were all like,
he picked some fire.
The best thing that happened to video games.
2K18 looking fire though.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You guys reserved it?
Not yet. I'm going to.
I can't.
I fucked around and bought. What do you mean you can't?
I only got a 3 unless I steal my. I steal my brother or my cousin. PS4, Xbox.
It's not worth. But you know, it's not worth buying one now.
So might as well wait till Christmas or something.
No, I mean, I barely.
I don't want to buy it yet because there's no way to play with.
Yeah,
we gonna do a GoFundMe.
Come on, lady, like, let's run one. Let's run one.
It don't work the same.
It don't work the same.
I play you the cook, man.
That's why.
I end up playing like franchise mode on my career, but then after a while, that shit gets boring too. Just playing yourself, and then like you start like learning how to beat the computer.
Yeah,
and know the glitches in the game. You're just like, fuck it.
It's not, yeah, you can't trash talk. You're not. It's not like the college days.
Like, I promised myself I wasn't gonna get mad at 18. I promised myself.
You got it.
Got it the first day it came out, and then I went home and I played it for like an hour. I
was like, we need to meet up, like you said, and
And I was like, this is the same shit.
Record while playing 2K.
And I was like, nah. I was telling. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, we should have like a. Like we used to do in college, like have a day we all get together, meet up at someone's house, bring the PS4 through, and just drink and play games like we used to.
I'm down
just
for that.
One wasted day.
A tournament?
Sure, why not? Wait for 2K18 to come out. Be on fair. Everyone be on fair ground right there.
Look, I reserved it, so I definitely bring it.
Okay.
Xbox. Right.
I ain't got to buy it.
It's being recorded, correct?
Man. Well, that's enough of that. But you guys want to talk about Game of Thrones? No, you want to talk about albums that drop.
Albums that drop.
You can talk about the albums. Yeah, I care more about music than Game of Thrones. Awesome. What drop?
Davies Paranoia.
Have you guys listened to it yet?
I have not.
No, I haven't. I'm 3 tracks in, and then I stopped.
You stopped?
I was fatigued.
By music or it was
no last Friday's my music day. I listened to Action Bronson, ASAP Mob, Uzi, and then by the time I got to East, I was fatigued.
Yeah, that's about 4
I'm
hours.
I'm a pod guy now. I was fatigued. I'm a podcast guy. I was fatigued.
Oh, so we'll start with that. What do you think of the Uzi?
I think it's good. There's some tunes I would definitely keep that I would bump again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more tunes that are gonna, like, you can go off in a club and stuff. Very enjoyable, but I can't listen to a whole project because then it starts to feel like, I don't know, not a party playlist, but it's just one sound and was very melodic. It's very, like, good beats, but, like, listening at my desk is not.
Nah, I can't.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget? Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's also the environment I'm listening to.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to Uzi in the office.
Yeah, it's not. Like, I listened to Action Bronson at my desk, and that was fire to me.
Yeah?
Fire. I love the Bronson.
I gotta check it out.
Honestly, I've never heard one Action Bronson song.
I'd give him a little. He's just witty, and he just raps. His references, his interest is just the beats he chose. Mm-hmm. It's only 13 tracks.
What's the name of it?
Blue Chips?
Blue Chip 7000.
7000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never listened to anything he's ever put out.
Oh, he's good.
My first introduction to him was going to be when we went to that free concert he was having in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
A couple of years back. Then it got canceled. And then we ended up having that crazy fucking rager.
Yeah, that was
on fun. Some random rooftop in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was fun.
That shit was lit.
Well, yeah.
Nah, deadass. It was like mad niggas. So everyone's there for a free concert.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I don't know, he didn't show up or something like that. Out of nowhere, like, so, like, we all, like, we're walking. Everyone's sad as fuck. Like, damn, we came here for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking back towards the train or something, and someone has, like, the door open for the apartment building. And, like, oh, yeah, come inside. Have fun on the roof. So we get up there to the roof, and, like, no one's up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead as fuck. It's me, Kevin, and Rolando, actually. It's dead as fuck. So I'm like, this is back in our younger days now. So I'm like, yo, let's go get a 40.
I think we had just graduated.
Just graduated.
23rd, yeah.
I'm like, yo, let's go get a 40. Da da da. And like, there was no stores around there, right? So we're on the rooftop, and I
in the distance, a beacon of poverty.
I just saw a bunch of skyscraping projects. And I said,
he knew.
I said, I bet there's some 40s over there. I swear to God, that's what I said. We walked down there. There was 4 bodegas on the corner.
Of course.
One on each corner. We got some 40s. By the time we got back, someone had pulled out this massive-ass speaker.
Bumping.
It was, like, packed on that rooftop. That shit was so lit. It was one of the best nights.
For real?
Bori was there.
Bori was there, yeah.
Forgot about that. Bori was there. Julia was there. Shit, who else? Yeah, it was just us.
Some pics. We filming a rap video.
We was going eight shit
that shit was
night.
So fun.
We was doing so much shit.
That sounds epic, though.
It was epic because, like,
it's so unexpected.
I was like, okay, let's just get a 40 and see what's
Thank
what
you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Because the original plan was, like, to go to the Turtle Bay in the city. I'm so glad we didn't do that.
That shit ended up being.
Oh my god.
It played like hip hop music or?
Yeah, like the nigga was like just literally DJing. Like,
it was
on
just
his phone.
Festive on that rooftop. Everybody was, the vibes were good.
Mm-hmm.
We even made mad random friends. I have photos.
Mad
I don't
random
even,
friends.
I don't
mad
know
people.
Half
like,
the people in these pictures, yeah.
It's like one group of kids from St. John's and they're like, oh, you got some St. John's? Never spoke to them again.
Never. Never seen them, no.
There's a lot of greenery that night. There's a lot of things going on.
A lot of greenery.
Yeah. It was a great night.
Shout out to Action Bronson.
Word.
Yeah, man.
Canceling the show and making better memories.
Yeah, shout to him.
I'm going to listen to his project, though. I literally never heard a song from him.
Yeah. He's good. He reminds me of Ghostface.
Yeah, he sounds like him, yeah.
He's that good?
He sounds just like Ghostface.
Mm. I don't know.
Like, he's gotten...
You think he's
Is he
that good?
Isn't he white?
Yeah. No, he gets that, like, a lot to the point that him and Ghostface had beef because he got annoyed in the interview.
I remember that.
Because everybody acts that, yeah, they sound very much alike.
They sort of sound, well, I mean, as far as wit, I would think they, well, he's a storyteller.
No, I just mean voice, not, well, he is also, he's like very vivid storyteller.
Mm-hmm. I got to check that out.
I'm going to save this right now to my playlist I can listen to on the way home.
Yeah, and I, Cozy Tapes 2.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was cool. Volume 1 was better
than
me.
Way better.
It was,
way better.
It was just as a collective. It was just better. More energy. The energy was there, but the songs just weren't connecting for me. There's some I like the one with Big Sean I liked.
Yeah.
Perry Ave I liked. I think it's BYF or BYR or something like that.
Bring
I like.
Friend.
Yeah, I think I like that too. But the rest, they were like, it was okay. This is cool.
It sounded the same.
Yeah. It got repetitive quick.
Once I heard Cardi was on the track, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the same song I just heard.
Yeah.
Song before.
And last year, it just felt different. You had Skepta pop up on a track out of nowhere. Tyler, the Creator, the beats with it. It didn't feel like the same track you're listening to.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also probably didn't have as much time to, like, get together as they did probably last year.
True. That is true.
They all doing, like, They all are riding their own wave.
Yeah.
I heard ASAP 12's project was really dope. I was just going to say that. It is. I didn't really get to listen to it yet, but I seen like all over the internet people were going nuts about that.
It is.
It is.
They have. He has a song called Last Year Being Broke. And then I like the fact that ASAP has now they have a song called First Year Being Rich. Oh, that's and you nice. Can hear the difference. Like you only heard I really listened to Ferg, I'm gonna be honest. But ASAP was like the only real member of ASAP Mob that could rap. And 12 is like young ASAP to me. Mm. The beats are fire and it's like there's a story being told throughout the whole thing. So I like it. Way better than ASAP Mob's.
Did you listen to Ferg's mixtape?
Yeah.
It's better than Ferg's
mixtape? It's better than Ferg's
mixtape. Rank them, the three. 12-y.
12, Ferg, oh, Ferg, and ASAP. Okay. No, but ASAP is like way down there. Like, I can't listen to it. Like, the one with Big Sean is pretty good. Big Sean has some bars on there.
Yeah, Big Sean always, like, I'm not even going to say
him and Rocky went Jada and Styles on it. It was pretty good.
It was pretty dope.
Like, they finish in lines and they just, it's really good.
Like, we going to make it type shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine listening to, like, Playboy. Yeah. 14 songs. And then, like, the 15th song is, I think it's Frat Boys.
Yeah.
With Big Sean and ASAP rapping.
That one is a keeper. You put this aside from that.
Download this as well.
But I thought Dave East was on the, because they said Dave East was supposed to be on, so I'm checking every song and he wasn't even on
the ASAP Mob. Oh.
I was so disappointed. East Mix, though. I think it's East Coast on Ferg's album.
Oh, the remix?
That song.
I heard that one. That's why. That's the one with, like, Snoop and.
No, it's with, Dave, French, Rocky, Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And there's someone else, but it was, I think it's really Snoop. Good. Snoop's on there, too?
I believe so.
Probably. But that song is really good, too. I just like the East. The East right now is looking really nice.
Is Dave East, is this Paranoia Project better than Kyrie Chanel?
Nah.
Oh, all right.
No. Oh.
I was listening. I listened to all his projects last week. Mm-hmm. And Paranoia starts good, but what disappointed me was this was not his debut album. So I felt like he didn't take it as serious as I thought it was going to be.
When the fuck is his debut album?
That's an EP, call that, right? 14 tracks, right?
Yo, I feel like every time. Nah, let me not say
that's a long this EP. Nigga goon.
You show up with you, in front of your doorstep.
Fuck it, I'm going to say it.
Let me record you, guys.
But nah, I just feel like every time, like, these albums, I mean, these projects don't, I guess, I'm not going to say blow, but if they don't
hit the way,
the commercial reception that he feel like that he thinks he should have for his first project, he just says it's not an album.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kyrie Chanel, everyone thought that was an album, then he was like, it's not an album. My next shit, though, that's an album. Now this is an EP with 14 tracks.
This isn't an album.
I know it stands for extended play, but nigga.
Yeah, EPs are not that long. I don't know.
Like 7 tracks max.
Yeah, it's like another mixtape. I thought it was album too.
My brother was saying was he's gonna make money. He's gonna make way more money than he did for Kyrie Chanel off this album, just with the promotion and the touring and stuff.
Yeah.
So he might be pushing it to see how much he could get when he debuts.
Cause Kyrie Chanel was fucking.
That fire. Shit was is fire.
Yeah.
Paranoia is short compared to this. Like there's skits in Paranoia, so it makes it even shorter. I think it's called "I Want to Be Me" and "Find a Way." Those are like very powerful songs that I suggest to anybody.
I guess I'll listen to that before I listen to Action Bronson.
But it's pretty. It's solid. I mean, I expected more. Like I said,
still trying to figure out how to work this title.
What?
Oh, Rocky's coming too.
Oh yeah, I saw that this year.
That warmed my heart. Yeah, he dropping for the years out.
You got faith in
what
it?
What a year! Hell oh yeah. I love this last album so much.
You've been modeling a lot lately.
I know.
He ain't working on his bars too often.
How you know?
I mean, no nigga walking down a runway and.
And writing bars.
Keeping his pencil sharp.
I'm joking.
No nigga.
I'm joking.
Keeping his pen game sharp.
No niggas walking the runway.
Ain't too many niggas repping the Bronx. I gotta let him rock for a little.
Yo,
I wait for him to come out and see what happens.
He came out with a snippet like 3-4 months ago. I think we sent it to each other. It was sounding fire. Yeah, he's in the studio. It was like 3-4. It was old. And we was like
nothing.
Yeah.
That's true,
I could make a video in the studio.
But the beat was playing, the song was playing in the back.
I can't his vocals?
He was rapping. I'm going to find it from 3-4 months ago.
Damn, what a year.
I have faith, though.
It's been a great year.
Yeah, for music.
So music, everything.
Months. Shows, TV.
Yeah, everything.
Space.
Did y'all see? Oh, you want to get into space real quick?
Well, I mean, it's already too late. But the
no, I just mentioned it. Go
eclipse.
Ahead. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
People went blind.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a lot of idiots outside looking up at the sky.
Trump.
This nigga, yo, they got a meme of this dumb motherfucker. Like, literally, like, just looking up at it.
He got the coverage anyway.
And I prayed. I was like, I hope the motherfucker go blind.
No, people you at my millions. Job, too, was looking dead at the sun. We're like, bro, like, at least put your phone there.
Yeah.
Like, I took my phone and I saw something, but the clouds got in the way.
Yeah, I didn't even look.
No, I looked at CNN.
CNN had the live coverage everywhere.
No, other places were like legit dark.
Yeah. People
like
were like
Charleston, I think, mm-hmm. was like pitch like dark at I was like,
there's
whoa.
A picture of a couple that got married during the eclipse.
Oh, that's so
and good. Their wedding photo. I'm like it's mad beautiful. Like
damn, that's
like
fire,
their background is like just the eclipse.
Oh,
and
that's
that shit's
so
dope. Fire.
I gotta
in Charleston,
that.
South Carolina. That shit is so dope.
That's a good idea. I didn't even that shout
so
out to
dope.
Him.
I'm gonna put it in the group chat. It's, I mean, I don't know how the fuck they knew to like get married on that day.
Well, they've been talking about it for a year.
Oh, they have?
Oh, like, if you in the know, you oh. Okay.
Like, I had no idea. I didn't know until about a week before it was happening.
I knew it since
I was
last
like,
year.
I was like, eclipse.
Yeah, I'm hashtag eclipse watch. I'm like, oh, that's what we doing CNN. Right. I'm with it.
That's how we live it.
All right, cool.
Nah, they said like last year, like this is the first total eclipse in like 100 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
That it gets completely blocked out by the moon.
But then they say it's gonna be a partial in like 2 more years or something like that.
Yeah, but it's like a total, like mm-hmm. it's completely dark. Like yeah. you're not gonna see shit.
Motherfuckers is like renting out their backyards in like Illinois, I believe, for like $700.
Yeah, people were screaming. Like the live cast I saw on CNN, like, oh, this is once in a lifetime. I've been waiting my whole life. People were crying.
People love experiences. They're like, Jarrell, you coming? I was like, nah, I'm going to finish this work. And then one person at my job was like, you know, I really worry about Jarrell. He's always working. And I was like, I'm glad you guys think that. I'm glad I got that rep around the office. You right. Just because I didn't want to see this one thing. That means I'm always working. Right.
Yeah. I'd be going out and be like, oh, you're out. Wow, it's good to see you from behind that desk. I'm like, oh, you're new here. You're new. I'll take it.
Yeah. Y'all stupid. It's true.
Yeah. Nah, someone just said to me the other day, are you going to leave on time tonight? I was like, I leave on time every night. I'm like, I just looked at her like, oh, you know something I don't know about me? Like, every day, I'm out. Like, all right. If this work need to be done, I'll take it home. But I'm out.
Word.
But I think that's it for music, right? Yeah.
Yeah, new stuff, yeah.
For music.
Action.
What's coming out this Friday? Anything of note?
Music?
I actually know.
Not to my knowledge.
It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend. It's going to get lost, so
I ain't
going to lie. I ain't looking at it.
But this is a busy weekend, actually. You just reminded me. A couple of events going on.
What?
Rooftop? Oh, yeah. Ray.
Oh,
we've been on the fire.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've been out there.
I've been out there.
Yeah, the rooftop. Yeah. I forgot about that. And then the celebration after. No celebration.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say. Oh.
Yeah.
No, we'll talk off wax. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot going on this weekend. I guess I am gonna be getting drunk then.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I was dead ass like, yeah, I'm gonna chill this weekend. Get a lot of sleeping. I'm like,
It's always Sunday.
It's always and Monday.
Sunday and Monday. Oh, yeah. God is good.
God is good.
You know, it's funny. I forgot. Like, one of my bosses asked me. She was like, oh, when do you think you can get something done? I was like, I can get it done around Monday. Like, I'll have it to you by Monday. She's like, well, I won't be here Monday. And then I was like, shit, neither will I.
What a coinkydink.
What a word.
You know what? Me either.
I'm not going to be here either. Thank you.
That's funny. My boss too. She was like, "Oh, is the office closed Monday?" I was like, "I don't know. I'm not gonna be here." Like, you asking me?
Yeah,
for?
You can show up and let me know.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know how that goes. I won't. She's like, "You should find out." I was like, "For what? What? I'm not gonna be here. What do you need this from me for?"
What else is going on?
Houston.
Oh yeah, that shit in Houston is crazy.
Fucking Trump is the dick. Good luck, Houston.
It's his fault.
That's what he told them before it happened.
He said, "Good luck."
Good luck.
That's it?
Yeah, right before it happened. They have a video of him.
I'm not shocked. He's a fucking dickhead.
Good fucking luck.
But that shit is crazy. All that water. So, like, originally, I didn't realize it was going to hit the city of Houston. I thought it was going to hit, like, rural areas, which is still, you know, catastrophic. But, like, I was seeing, looking at pictures and videos this morning. Like, downtown Houston is, like, flooded.
Yeah.
Like schools, like down University of Houston downtown is like flooded with water. Like they got like crazy shit flowing all over the place. And right in downtown Houston is like the Buffalo Bayou. This fucking alligator's in there. So like all these fucking like all this fucking like water rising, people out here just like trapped, stranded. It's fucking alligators, man. I'm like, this shit is crazy. Shit. I feel sad. You see people on TV like swimming and like people missing family members and things like that. And I can't even imagine like just losing everything in 1 second. Exactly. Like your entire house, people lived there for years. All your memories, all your personal belongings, anything just gone.
Underwater.
Yeah, and it's just out of your control.
Yeah. Another sad part about it is also a lot of people who got misplaced from Hurricane Katrina moved to Houston.
No, damn.
So they're basically like dealing with that shit like twice. Some people are. That same shit. It's like crazy.
They said this afternoon a cop drowned, like trying to get
I saw that.
It was like, that's, it's crazy. Like I don't know. I felt like they should have done something before, like maybe not before, right after, but I don't know what the process is when stuff like this happens. Because
I don't know.
Did they know it was gonna be this bad?
I'm sure they did, but I want to say that. But then also look at how New York City responded to Hurricane Sandy. We knew that shit was coming, and we weren't prepared.
Oh, don't even remind me. Me and Chris was like, "All right, it was Sunday." It was like, "All right, I'll see you on Tuesday." See you for a week.
Word.
Yeah, so you right.
Yeah, like we weren't prepared for that, and we still like think about it. We're still dealing with like the effects of that. Like, the L train gonna be shut down pretty soon to deal with that with the construction. Right. And that was what, over 2 years ago now, or 2 years ago.
What?
Hurricane Sandy?
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
2012.
Yeah, 2020.
It was futuristic.
Yeah,
it did a number on me.
We were in school still when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I was saying the niggas are still dealing with the repercussions in 2017. Damn.
Pray for our hipsters.
Boy, they're going to be stranded in Brooklyn. They'll be happy. They'll be happy, though. That's right at home for them. But yeah, you just see mad people swimming, and like you see people rescuing people with boats.
Damn.
Like, right in like downtown, just riding in a boat. That shit's crazy.
Someone with pets. How long is it supposed to go on for?
What, the recovery?
Yeah.
No, it's already passed over Houston.
We're not
it's moving into Louisiana now. Oh, God. So like they're bracing for it. But like now it's just more so people, just all that water.
Yeah.
And like the sewer system isn't working properly now. So like all the water has nowhere to really go. I don't know how they go about getting all that water out the city. I have no idea how that works.
Damn. Because it has to flow somewhere. Mm-hmm. It has to go somewhere. It might go back into the ocean. It might recede back. Even a levee, one of the levees down there broke. Because it's too much pressure.
They need to instead of this motherfucker worry about building a fucking wall. They need to build some fucking levees. Like some higher levees. I don't know what to do, but like something, like it's because it's obvious, like that whole southwestern area near the Gulf of Mexico, like this is not the first time this shit's happening. Like it's a pretty common occurrence for like hurricanes to happen down there. So I mean, you need to like build some better infrastructure. I mean, I'm sure people have thought about this. I don't know. I've never been down there, so I don't really know. But you just think that would be something that would be put in
priority.
Yeah.
Well, I know any east on the east side, all those coastal cereals, all those coastal cities.
You got Invisalign too?
All those things, they're all in jeopardy if a hurricane comes. Like, they're all fucked. Mm-hmm. At my job, there's something called the Billion Oyster Project, where I actually found out that oysters, when they're underwater, mm-hmm. they actually act as a wall. So basically, if there's like a huge wave coming, mm-hmm. they basically support the wall so that it doesn't impact us as much. So it's the oysters do something, like they create some type of barricade so that it doesn't rise as much. So they're trying to redevelop that in New York City and put the oysters back in the water so that they can build that like wall. Mm-hmm. That's something that they're trying to do.
Yeah, I would never live like Howard Beach, Far Rockaway.
Yeah. Oh man,
because they got walls. Long Island, nowhere near, like nowhere too close to the water. I'll go visit. But I can't just be out there. That shit's crazy. But it's funny because I don't know if I told you this, but like, no, I didn't tell you because I didn't know you back then. But when I was considering going to schools, like before like college, I was thinking about going to University of Houston. Shit. Actually, two schools in Houston, University of Houston and Rice University. I got accepted into both of them, and I was thinking about going. But then I was like, fuck, I'm going back to New York. But I just can't even imagine, like, dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could doggy paddle, but like,
yeah, like,
that's high water.
Wait, y'all can, y'all swim?
Not well.
Yeah, as I said, I can save my life.
Yeah.
But
I like, look horrible doing it.
Once I can't stand up anymore, it's a struggle.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I mean, I can, like, I honestly can survive. Like, I can stay afloat for a long time. But as far as me, like, you being all the way across the room, and more water's coming down on top of me,
I
gotta get over there. I'll just stay there. Fuck that. I'm gonna stay for hours. I'll wait. I'm just gonna float here, nigga. I'll wait. Someone will come and get me. I ain't gonna exert all my energy trying to get away over there.
The worst, if they die and you went over there for nothing.
Word, I'm fine. I'll wait right here. We good.
Shit. Shout out to Houston.
Yeah, that shit is sad.
I'm broke, so I can't send no money.
No, I I don't know. I feel weird about sending money because I just never know
how that shit's
getting. Yeah, exactly. I'd much rather like send supplies. There's actually a list of I think FEMA and what's the other relief people?
Red Cross.
They put up a list of like supplies that you can actually send to Houston, like to them to get distributed. I'm gonna try to do something like that rather than sending money.
That's just a bad idea.
You just never know how the money is getting allocated or nor where it's going.
That's true.
Yeah, and you like to think that, you know, in a situation like this, like the money, you can feel comfortable knowing that your money's going to something like that.
Yeah,
but it's just in this day and age, you just never know.
You never know.
True. But yeah, I definitely, you know, send prayers out to everyone in Houston, anyone who knows anyone in Houston, anyone who's like even like slightly affected by this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
These natural like disasters that be happening, it's like,
it's only gonna get worse.
Yeah, the aftermath. Yeah,
they gonna have some years for them to recover. Damn. I just don't know where that water goes.
Can't even think about it because I think it stay there.
Yeah. I mean, but if, honestly, that's all you know. Think about that. Like, that's your home. That's all you know.
Yeah.
Because even after Katrina, like, I was, like, saying, I remember I was, like, young and ignorant. I used to always say back in 2005, like, I would never go back. I would never go back. But, like, if that's your home and that's all you know.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when I was in Atlanta, a lot of families got displaced and they moved to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And those kids didn't feel like it was home to them. Yeah. And I mean, it's the South. I mean, so it's like, to me, a lot of southern cities resemble each other, but they didn't feel like it was home. They always complained about being in Atlanta and missing the Noya.
The Noya. Shit.
But yeah, it's sad. But as always, we'll get through it, you know?
Yeah.
Just takes time dealing with all this fuckery in the world. And Trump is a fucking dickhead for saying good luck.
And now he's on his way over there. Now,
yeah, I think he was there. Wasn't he there today?
Yeah,
this morning. Dickhead with a America hat on.
Wow.
Yo.
Nothing he does surprises me. Yeah. Nothing.
Like, you look like you planned this. Like, you got an America hat on. Like, he's such a fucking dickhead. I can't stand him. I really can't stand that motherfucker. I just don't understand. Like, he's just too bold for me. Too fucking bold.
You got 3 more years left with him?
God bless.
Not just Houston, the whole United States.
Yeah, shout out to God. Shout out to God. Yeah. Shout out to Buddha. Shout out to whoever listening.
Need all your energies.
All of y'all energies.
Hercules.
Protect us.
Y'all got anything else y'all want to discuss this week? No. I think we did it all for y'all.
We did.
We apologize. It's a Tuesday. Niggas got jobs, beloved.
Yeah, it's a slow time.
Yeah, it's a little.
But we back.
We're back. Yeah, get some energy. Once we get adjusted to this Tuesday recording.
Yeah. And the fall.
Yeah, in the fall. Oh, yeah. I'll be energetic though in the fall and the winter because I ain't got shit else to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Come here and get this my all. It's my one little day outside the house. But this nigga's real finally free.
You see him here mad early.
Working out. Doing push-ups. All for the pod, niggas. man, but nah. As always, we appreciate your love, your support.
Thank you for supporting the podcast.
Share it, subscribe, rate it. Do all that good stuff y'all already know by now. Until next week, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool. Oh, and have a happy Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, word. Oh, yeah. Enjoy that. Don't get too drunk.
Like me.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.